Dear friends of Jesus Christ, again at this Christmas time, let us make it our care and delight to hear the message of the angels, and in heart and mind journey to Jerusalem to see what has come to pass there, the baby lying in a manger. Thus we will read and note in Holy Scripture the account of the loving purposes of God, from the first days of our disobedience until the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. But first, let us pray for the needs of the world, for peace on earth and goodwill among all God's people, for unity and fellowship within the whole church which Christ came to build, and especially within this congregation and denomination. And because to do so rejoices Christ's heart, let us remember in his name the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick and those who mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, all those who do not know the Lord Jesus, or who do not love him, or who by sin have grieved him. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but on another shore and in a greater light. That multitude that no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom, in the Lord Jesus, we are one forever. All these prayers and praises let us in humility offer to the throne of heaven in the name of Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power